On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
It's Tuesday, December 27th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." This week, we are asking some suitable questions for the new year in an effort to get a heart of wisdom. Our days are numbered. Our years are numbered. Like 2011 is over and it won't be repeated. And in a year, 2012 will be the same. So let's be wise and let's begin this year with some sort of intentionality. Donald Whitney was one of my professors in seminary, and he writes, "The beginning of a new year is an ideal time to stop, look up, and get our bearings." To that end, he writes 10 questions to ask prayerfully in the presence of God. Now, we're looking at four of them this week, and today's question reads, "What is the single biggest time waster in your life, and what will you do about it this year?" What is the single biggest time waster in your life, and what will you do about it this year? And just think about, what is your biggest time waster? You probably know what it is. It's probably TV, Facebook, YouTube, hunting, fishing, golf. Think about your biggest time waster. It doesn't mean it's bad, but when we do it in an excessive way, it can be a big time waster. Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 16 says, "Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." One author writes, "Television is one of the greatest life wasters of the modern age. Of course, the internet is running to catch up, and it may have already caught up. You can be more selective on the internet, but you can also select worse things with only the judge of the universe watching. TV still reigns as the great life waster. The main problem with TV is not how much smut is available, though that is a problem. Just the ads are enough to sow fertile seeds of greed and lust, no matter what program you're watching. But I like this right here. The greater problem is banality. A mind that is fed daily on TV diminishes. Your mind was made to know and love God. Its facility for this great calling is ruined by excessive TV. The content is so trivial and so shallow that the capacity of the mind to think worthy thoughts withers, and the capacity of the heart to feel deep emotions shrivels." Neil Postman explains why. "What is happening in America is that television is transforming all serious public business into junk. Television disdains exposition, which is serious, sequential, rational, and complex. It offers instead a mode of discourse in which everything is accessible, simplistic, concrete, and above all, entertaining. As a result, America is the world's first culture in jeopardy of amusing itself to death. We have lost our ability to see and savor the complexities of truth and the depths of simplicity." A guy named Douglas Gruthus explains the connection between this weakness and television. This is what he says. Listen to this. "The triumph of the televised image over the word contributes to the deathlessness of postmodern sensibilities. One cannot muse over a television program the way one ponders a character in William Shakespeare or C.S. Lewis, or a Blaise Pascal parable, or a line from a T.S. Eliot poem. I mean, no one on television could utter such a line seriously. It would be bad television, too abstract, too poetic, too deep, just not entertaining. Not only that, but the images appear and disappear and reappear without a proper rational context. Now think about this. You'd see a news story on how awful slavery in the Sudan is, all right? The heinousness of that, which is going on in the Sudan, and then immediately go to a Disney World advertisement. Then right after that, advertisement on pantyhose. See, what happens is when we watch TV and when we look at the internet for an excessive amount of time, our minds perhaps will go into neutral, and over time they grow numb. And so we're not able to think deep thoughts about God and His creation and what's important. And this dullness works against loving the Lord our God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, is TV bad? No. But I want to tell you, that's the wrong question to ask. The better question is, how will this help me treasure Christ more? How will it help me show that I do treasure Christ? How will it help me know Christ or display Christ? The Bible says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So the question is mainly positive, not negative. How can I portray God as glorious in this action? How can I enjoy making much of Him in this behavior? So hear me, TV can be really good. Internet can be really good. Used for the kingdom, used to keep people in touch, families in touch. They can be wonderful things, but let's ask the right questions in the sense of using our time wisely. When Jonathan Edwards was 19 years old, he wrote 70 resolutions over the course of a year. These he resolved to read over each week and to keep by God's grace. They were the product of a deep determination to keep God's glory as the priority in his life. These are three of them right here. Resolved, never to lose one moment of time, but improve it the most profitable way I possibly can. Resolved, to live with all my might while I do live. Resolved, never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. What's the single biggest time waster in your life? And what will you do about it this year? May God teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. May we walk in wisdom by making the best use of the time we've been allotted. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden. We'll meet again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
And I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I laid down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.